This is the War Master, Josh Barnett, the man behind Warbringer and War Master Edition, a smoky, old, hit you right where it hurts kind of guy, but in such a way that you want some more. You listen to the Bourbon Podcast. Get your glasses up. Cheers with us.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us. Bourbon Podcast, Proof Positive.
What's up?
Joe is gone. I think Joe's on a beach in Mexico drinking margaritas or something. I don't know where he is.
Good for him. This is going to be interesting without him. It's like, oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
really had to do our research. We had to do homework for the first time.
Not as much as Joe does. And we have the least amount of knowledge, but you know, hey, it'll be fun.
Yeah. So if you're tuning in for a lot of knowledge, go ahead and cut this one off.
But likely this is going to be a little shorter.
It's definitely going to be shorter.
We're going to actually hit our 10 minutes instead of whatever Cavalon was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, Cavalon went on like 30 minutes too long, and I apologize for that episode. I actually felt guilty afterwards. Sweetens Cove is what we're reviewing today. This is a Tennessee blend. This is the 2021 release, and I'm going to let Kyle kind of walk us through this one. What's this one about?
Yeah, so this is cool. This is, it's most well known because Peyton Manning is involved. So appropriate, we're recording this anyways on Super Bowl Sunday. Right. So it's a good time to be doing it. My understanding is, I think there's a very famous golf course, he and some buddies in Tennessee. You know, he's a Tennessee guy. And they like, there's a tradition of taking a shot of whiskey the first time, if you know, if it's your first time playing this track. And so they decided, I think they may have bought it. There's some backstory with golf, but they named their whiskey, Sweetens Cove. And you know, what's interesting is they enlisted, one of our guests we've had on, Marianne Barnes, you know, who's a big shot in a lot of different ways in the world of bourbon, to be the blender. And so this one, they've done a couple different products. I don't know if this was the first one, but I think this was the first big release they did. So it's a blend of 4, 6, and 16-year-old? Is that what it says?
Yeah, 4, 6, 16, Marianne Eves.
Eves, yeah, sorry.
We had her. How long has that been now? It's been 6 months, eight months?
Yeah, 6, 8 months, something like that.
We'd love to get her back on.
Yeah, Marianne Eves is awesome. And she's done so many cool things. So they brought her in. This is a blend of Tennessee whiskey, you know, widely speculated to be George Dickel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's to me what's interesting about it is there's a good amount of Dickel product out there, both their own and, you know, other folks who have sourced from them. You know, everyone, if you see a non, you know, an NDP, a non-distiller producer that is sourcing from Tennessee, 99 times out of 100, it's coming from Dickel. And they do a lot of great stuff. Now, some people have strong feelings. Some people are not fans, you know, so this will be interesting. I think it's cool. You know, having Peyton Manning involved is very cool. And he's been pretty, I'm sure you've seen stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's been out there promoting it. He'll pop up on stuff randomly. We're going to do our best to get him on here at some point. Probably not today. But probably not on Super Bowl Sunday. But at some point, we'd love to have him on. But I think it's cool. So his involvement's interesting. Marianne Eves, not Barnes, Eves, obviously stud blender,
yeah,
who's done a lot of big stuff and continues to do really interesting projects. And you know, it's Tennessee focused, which is kind of cool. It's not cheap, right? So this is, I think originally it was a $200 bottle. I think you can get it, I think it's out there, you can get it for, call it $175 to $225, somewhere in there. And so not cheap for a blended you know, Tennessee kind of multi-age product. So I'm curious, I have not had it.
And I've not tried it either. So it's cask strength, 113.7 proof. Do you know, is this limited?
That's what I don't know, because if you look, I mean, it's certainly, there's no way they did some like massive run with it. I can't imagine, but it appears to me in doing a little bit of research for the episode, very minimal as everyone can tell, but it appears to me that it's still out there. Like you can get it from some of the, you know, online retailer. So, okay. You know, it cannot have been a massive release, but I don't know what the, you know, kind of barrels or bottles.
So I like the bot, like the shape of the bottle is cool. It's not like a, it's not one of the taller bottles. This would easily fit on a shelf. I like the cork. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, a heavy
it's
duty.
It's kind of like an upscale
yeah.
bottle. And it is interesting because Marianne Eves, when she did the Forbidden, that bottle was different than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, that bottle's crazy.
I mean, that one is wild. And so
Yeah.
this one has, I mean, it's not the shape of that, but it's about the same height and it has one of those really cool corks on the
Yeah, it's like
tip.
a very heavy
Yeah.
in a good way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All
open her
right.
up.
Well, let's see. And we receive reports that when we pop, for some
You
reason, the
don't get to hear
pop
that.
doesn't even come through
We hear
to our listeners. We hear it.
it. Sounds great.
So when we say, man, that's a really good pop, trust us, it was.
Yeah, just come to believe it's like,
I
gosh,
think
these
it's the
guys are.
microphone. I think the microphone must
Yeah.
mute the pop, like it thinks it's a click.
Yeah, your mics are too nice.
Is that
Thank
what
you.
it is?
Yeah, I think no, I
Yeah,
think that's exactly
these
what's going
Amazon.com mics
on.
are taking out the
Everyone's
pop.
like, man, these guys are drunk.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Jeez. Yeah, so
All right. We heard a great pop.
it's
I don't know what
fantastic
you
here.
guys heard, but
Nice, like medium color, not super dark. And it, you know, it is, it's, it'll be interesting to see where they go with it. I know they did a 22 release. There's a product called Tennessee, which is like a, you know, blend of Tennessee and Kentucky whiskeys that I think is a little, you know, more affordable product, like a $50 or $75 product. I don't know if they did a 23 release. I didn't see it. But you know, you always wonder with a brand like this, I assume the plan is to continue to source and blend and not distill, but I'm not, you know, I'm not sure. That's why it'd be cool to have him on and
Yeah, I
talk about
mean,
it.
lot of people say work smarter, not harder, you know? And I think that's what they're doing. So I'll tell you on the nose. And I can't, you know, everybody, I can't really, it's not like hot. It doesn't
No.
have this strong ethanol smell.
No, it's a nice
It
nose.
is very, it's kind of
Nice
sweet.
sweet, yeah, nice sweet nose. Drinks a little hotter. I think. I mean,
Yeah,
now.
but not quite 113 proof.
Yeah.
You know, but look at the legs on the glass.
Yeah.
You know, it's very creamy.
Yeah, creamy is a good word. It's there's a nice sweetness, a good creaminess. You don't get not a ton of the like you know, dark fruit type flavors, like those kind
No.
of bright dark fruits. It's not that, but there's a really nice, yeah, it's taste. I mean, I like it.
No,
It's
it's very good. It's good. It's I'm trying to compare, you know, when you say Dickel. So I had a bottle of Dickel 15. I've got it upstairs somewhere and loved it. Absolutely loved it. It does remind me a lot of that.
yeah. I, to me, I, this t it drinks a touch hot and maybe a little bit young to me. Like I can, I don't know what, I don't think they disclose the percentages in
Yeah.
4, 6, and 16, so it's hard to say. You know, you have to assume though the 16 is not the majority, or they would have released a 16-year-old. And that's been one of the complaints, not complaints, but if you read reviews, I've read a couple and people said, listen, it's a good product, but there you can get like a 13 or 15-year-old Dickel, you know, straight up and not pay this much. And so the question, you know, I think the question people have is like, okay, well, and we talk about value a lot, we will on this as well, is like, okay, it's $200. You know, it's $200 fair.
I'm not offended by the $200. I mean, I think it's good. I
Yeah.
think it's very good. I don't get the young taste. I think it tastes, to me, it tastes like a 6 to 8 year.
Yeah.
I like it about as well as the Dickel 15.
Yeah.
But you know,
What's
the Dickel 15, and I remember I posted that, and man, I got some
Oh,
critics on that post. They
people
went
have
crazy
really
on it.
strong opinions about
They
Dickel.
really
I do.
do.
I don't. I mean,
No, I
I
don't
don't.
care. I
Yeah,
mean, if
I
it's good,
don't.
I'll drink it. If it's not, I won't. I
I don't.
mean,
We're probably not smart enough to
no,
work through that. But
I
yeah,
don't even pretend to.
people were fired up, huh?
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, Dickel. You know, I'd rather drink, you know, whatever, insert whatever else was disgusting. But the reviews from Dickel 15, I thought were good when I read them. And I there was a bottle available, so I tried it. It was good. And it reminds me a lot of this. This is, in my opinion, creamier than that. It's like
Yeah, there's a
a
nice creaminess
there's,
to it.
you know, the viscosity. I like that. And I think that's what may is kind of drawing me to it.
Yeah, it is. There is a nice creaminess. I agree with that. It's good and it's got a nice finish. It's cool. You know, to me, the fact they're doing, how could they not do a Tennessee source whiskey, right? I mean, because your
Right.
options are really, you know, MGP, of course. Bardstown is doing a ton of cool stuff now, and people can source through there. And then there's more what I would call kind of one-off, where people are able to source from other distilleries, and it's not really disclosed. But you know, it's Peyton Manning. Like you're a
Yeah.
Tennessee guy, you've got to,
Yeah. I mean,
you've
Tennessee
got
would
those
disown him if he
ties.
went anywhere
Yeah,
else.
you had to source from these guys. So I like that, and I think it's cool. It's neat they brought in Marianne Eaves. Like
Yeah.
that's Who else? I mean, that's as big a name as you're going to get from a
You know,
goaltending perspective.
it would be nice to compare this to her cast strength, forbidden cast
Yeah,
strength, just to kind of
agreed.
check, because I think it's about the same price point.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Hers may be a little bit lower if I remember. I picked hers up at Justin's House of Bourbon. I think it would be good side by side.
Well, and here, I mean, to your point, people like, oh, Dickel this or whatever, whatever whiskey you want to bring up. I mean, anytime anybody, that's why I like that we're doing double barrel now, where we're putting
Oh,
up
yeah.
these mat, because honestly, when you taste stuff blind, it's like, man, how many people can really start to parse the differences when you're at kind of the upper end of really good whiskey? I not as many as they think.
Well, you know, we've only released one double barrel so far. We've got a bunch more planned. And the reaction to that was pretty funny. I mean, people could not believe that we chose the non, and this, it was complete. Now, look, we got some criticism on our numbering
Or
system. We're going to fix
methodology.
that next time. It'll be much better. But yeah, people almost thought it was fake that we picked the non-allocated, but it was truly a blind.
No, the beauty was, I mean, I particularly Joe, I think it like hurt his soul to pick the non-allocated whiskey.
Joe's in therapy
Yeah,
over
he's like his whole worldview is
that.
shattered.
Right. He's like throwing out his allocated that's in the dumpster. I really enjoy this.
I enjoy it. I'm definitely thumbs up on the product. I think it's solid. I would never be upset having this.
No.
Am I going to pay $200 over and over for it? No, I'm not going to. I like it. So I'm definitely one thumbs up on the product. I'm kind of a sideways thumb on value. I think it's tight at $200.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people that love Tennessee whiskey. So if that's your thing, you know, now if you're one of the guys that say, oh, if it's outside of Kentucky, I'm not drinking it. Okay. We saw what Garrison Brothers have been doing. I mean, they're
Oh,
crushing it.
and yeah, a lot of people.
And so I'm not of that philosophy. I enjoy Kentucky bourbon, Kentucky whiskey, love it. But I'm not adverse to anything else. And this blend, it's a very good blend. I think Marianne Eaves did a really good job. I would love to compare this to her forbidden cask strength and also that Dickel 15 that I've got
Yeah,
upstairs.
that would be kind of the interesting one, I think. I mean, both of those, but yeah, the Dickel 15 would be interesting.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a 1.5. I like it. I really like it.
The
$200. Value's
value's
tough.
got you.
Yeah,
Yeah,
value's a little tough. I
I
think
understand.
$200 is a little tough. But listen, we've talked about it. I have no beef with it in the sense that I think people should price more aggressively. I think you're better to do that than, sell a product for $50 and then all of a sudden it's showing up for 200, 500, 1,000 on the secondary. It's for, I don't blame producers for pricing a little more aggressively
No.
now.
And you know, the other one that I would compare it to, I've got one of those. I found this in New York City. I remember I posted it on Bourbon Podcast, the Instagram page. And it's an Old Scout. I think it's a 14 year or 13 year. And people said, that's Dickel juice. I wouldn't buy it. And it was like, I don't know, $140 or something,
Yep, because
125.
they did those runs. I don't know if they're still doing, but they did. Well, yeah, they're not now, but they did those runs. Yeah, they
Right.
had the absolutely was difficult.
Yeah. I would love to try that with this one and just to see. And I think you'd probably get a better idea of the age, truly the age of this one, although this is different. And how can you not go wrong if Marianne Eaves is blending it? I mean, she is,
Oh, she's good. Yeah, it's a very good product. You're not gonna, especially if you see it somewhere, absolutely have some. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, I think you see it, definitely pick it up. I think you would enjoy it. $200 is probably the upper end of what I'd pay for this. I definitely wouldn't pay if you're seeing it for higher than that on the secondary. I wouldn't do it, but I think this is a good price. I love the bottle, the style of the bottle. I like the heavy cork. You know,
Yeah.
it just doesn't seem cheap to
No,
me.
yeah, and they've taken a cool route with this. Like, I mean, they could have released a lower price product and tried to kind of capitalize more on particularly Manning's fame and all that. But this is a good product.
Yeah, it's creamy to me, like a lot of like some of the Buffalo Trace products that we get. I don't get like a lot of heat on it, even at
Yeah,
at
it
$130.
drinks nice. I had a couple, it's my
Yeah.
first whiskey of the day. It's in the
Well, and
middle of the
that's the
afternoon.
other thing. A lot of times it depends on what you eat, what you drink beforehand, you know.
For sure.
Sweetens Cove, two thumbs up for me. That's at the upper limit of the price point that I would go on it, but if you see it, pick it up.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. Are you enjoying Bourbon Podcast? Be sure to leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. And by the way, thanks for listening.
skin.